RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How the hell is everybody on a Tuesday? Let's get to business. Yes, we're going to get into the Jared Goff thing, because if I needed to be any more disgusted with the Lions, Jared Goff was sure to do that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, the fans are the problem. You haven't won back-to-back games since September, funny man. But we'll get there. But we're going to start with something that Sharon Moore's penis ruined. We are going to start with something.
Hold on, Mike. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, hold on. I got breaking news. We had a beautiful topic about Quinn Hughes. A beautiful topic. Full lines out of ether. The people were ready. We delivered the content. Just as we're about to go to the first call about a Connor Hughes trade. Hey, we got breaking news. Sharon can't keep it in his pants. He's been fired. So we're going to try this again on the flip side.
You know who else was ready? Hughes was ready.
He was ready. I want to play for you some audio that has me spitting mad. And whether you think I have a right to be mad or not, well, you can call in with. But Quinn Hughes spoke about his trade to the Minnesota Wild. And there are a couple of things you can take out of this. One is his comment, this seems like, feels like, sounds like. It's directed at Steve Yzerman. Because of part one about his comments about Billy Guerin, the GM at the Wild, and part two, a comment about why he likes Minnesota because it's near something else. And when I hear Elliot Friedman say that there was something the Wings didn't want to give up that cost you the deal, and it might be Evanson, my head explodes. So I'm going to play the audio. I'm going to lay out why I think it means what it means. And then I want to try this again, unless another coach is going to bring a knife to his mistress's house and unearths the topic.
Or an AD.
David, the audio.
Wonder who he's talking about.
So let me run down the list. Let me run down the list while Kenny's moaning.
Close to Michigan.
Yeah, it's close to Michigan. You know, other teams could have given up a few things too, you know. I got to give credit to Billy Guerin for sacking up, unlike some other punk GMs.
And I won't forget this.
Oh, by the way, two nights ago, he played 27 minutes of ice time, scored a goal. 27 minutes. And by the way, he ain't leaving at the end of this year. You got him through next year. And you're the only team that could give him an eighth year in a deal. Think of it as bird rights. Tell me that wasn't directed at Yzerman. Tell me he didn't want to be here.
Right in the crosshairs.
I dare you.
No, that was right in the crosshairs. And yeah, I mean, even when he's like, yeah, and it's not something I'm going to forget either. Like, close to Michigan, you had the ability, you sacked up, you made the deal, other teams could have.
And that's,
you
know, on the heels of the Friedman report that apparently, ooh, Evanson was the holdup. F him! You could have had Hughes! It's a superstar left-handed defenseman who's absolutely the puck mover, the zone breaker, the quarterback that you desperately need on the blue line that allows Mo Sider to be more of Mo Sider. The best pairing in the league.
No, and what hurts more, it sounds like, feels like, seems like he wanted to be here. He wanted this to happen. Because rarely do you hear when trades happen, it's, hey, this is a great place. I can't wait to be here. You don't take shots at the deals that did not happen. It's normally just, this is going to be a great town. It's a great fit. I'm going to go out here, and I love these fans. No, it's, oh, other people could have had me, but you had the balls to pull off this trade.
So go ahead. But now, Kenny screened a couple of calls. I'll throw the number out, though. We're going to start with this. We'll get to Goff. Why? Because honestly, I'm bored of the Lions. I'm bored. We talk them to death. We're going to do more of it later. This is interesting. Plus, I don't want to talk about your quarterback whining about the fans and his feelings. But this, to me, Hughes' comments, to me, are directed right this way. Why on earth would you say I like Minnesota because it's close to Michigan? Oh, wait, your parents vacation here, and they're fond of it here. Why would you say that Billy Guerin sacked up when others didn't? Kenny, are you done moaning? Do you want to speak?
No, I'm not done moaning, but I'm going to stop myself briefly because I haven't, when David was about to play that audio, I thought you were going to play the Friedman clip of him saying the holdup might have been Simon Edvinson. Which is damning enough already if that's true. This is a whole mystery box thing that we've talked about with basically every other team in this town of, well, a Hughes is a Hughes, but a Simon Edvinson could be anything. It could even be a Hughes. What are we doing here? And then Hughes comes out and basically pinpoints one after another of all the things that could have got him here and basically called Steve Yzerman a bitch. Now, what are we doing, okay?
And Kenny said basically Quinn Hughes said that, not Kenny Cotton.
I didn't say that. But listen to what he said. He said he didn't sack up.
That's
right. Wow. That's crazy. That definitely implies there's a couple of teams that were on his radar. And by the way, every single report from the NHL that I've seen from most beat writers and most people that cover the league said that the Wings were, if not the favorite, the second favorite team to land him.
Bang. That's the biggest point. There wasn't eight teams. You can't say, he's talking about other GM. No. The Wings were the team at the forefront the day we did the topic before Sherrone landed in jail. So Billy Guerin sacked up. Others didn't. Yzerman. Other teams, Yzerman, had the pieces and could have done it. Yzerman. I like Minnesota because it's close to Yzerman. Argue it.
What is it with the teams in this town, whether it's the Lions, whether it's the Tigers, whether it's the Red Wings, who fall in love so heavily with their own guys?
I'll tell you why. Because of people like Mario from Windsor, who's glad they didn't make the trade. Go ahead, Mario.
Hey, Mike. How you guys doing?
Super.
Hey. This is going to be a fun call. And, Mike, it doesn't matter whether I call in about baseball, hockey, football. I'm always in your corner. I always agree with you. But this time, my friend, I have to disagree, and I'll tell you why. The whole idea behind getting Quinn Hughes is, had they gotten Quinn Hughes without trading Edmondson, they would have secured their top four decor for years. You trade Edmondson, how do you replace Edmondson? Now, don't get me wrong. Quinn Hughes is a better defenseman than Simon Edmondson. You get Quinn Hughes in here, and you solidify your top four, you done what should have been done by Yzerman many years ago. So I've got my issues with Yzerman. Don't get me wrong. But Mike, I'm sorry, respectfully, got to disagree with you on this one. Let me ask what you have to say.
What I have to say is I've got arguably the best young left-handed defenseman in hockey for the next 2 years while my team just took five out of their last six on a great road trip. And now I create the best singular pairing in hockey where this guy's capable of playing 25 minutes a game. My answer is I don't care about Simon Evason. I don't worry about the second pairing nearly as much as the first. And I've upgraded the team to a point that I have this caliber of superstar talent. Mario, maybe we now can talk about not just making the playoffs in a bunched up East, but winning a series. He's a star. Okay, I get him in my culture. I get 2 years with him. Right, if it doesn't work, I can move him. I can recoup assets.
And it sounds like he would want to stay here, want to sign a deal that's a little bit longer term. Well, he said he wanted to be near Michigan. We are Michigan.
I've heard
that. Okay, but here's the other thing, guys, and I'll be quick. Okay, you can say he was referring to Eisenman in the wings, but don't forget, he's got two brothers who play for New Jersey. How do you know he wasn't referring to New Jersey?
It's not near Michigan.
He didn't want to play? Pardon me?
Not near Michigan.
Yeah, but guys.
And Jersey was not high on the list of the proceedings. New Jersey was not the favorite to get him. They were not the team that Elliott Friedman pimped. They and again, it's not like Friedman has a report and he's got sources with everyone saying that the Devils punked out and wouldn't give up X, Y, and Z so he could go play with his brother. He said it about us.
But yeah, so New Jersey was in there. I agree. The Wings were ahead. New Jersey was in there, obviously, for sentimental reasons because of Luke and Jack, who played for the Wings, for the Devil. We know that, the Devils. The thing is, New Jersey didn't have the assets or the cap room to bring in Quinn. We did. No doubt about it.
That's,
we did.
That's why comments were about us.
But my take on it is if Eisenman had sweetened the pot with forwards and draft picks, and if he didn't make that trade, I would completely agree with you. Absolutely. I don't want to give up Simon Edmondson.
Okay, and that is your prerogative. That's your, you can, Mario, you can do it. The bottom line is, if Simon Edmondson is holding you up from getting the best young left-handed defenseman in the league and creating the best pairing in the league for the next 8 years, then enjoy your ham. There's nothing I can say, Mario. I'm tired. 248-539-9797. Ready? Hockey Elite, unite. Quinn Hughes was talking to Steve in those comments. Something or nothing.
Oh, that was something, my friend.
Now let's see what other coach is going to have their ding-a-ling get him in trouble and derail this topic.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all, and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Ken Cal on the call. Wings getting a good win last night against the Islanders, a team that had buried them in the first two meetings. Came back after trailing most of the game. Third period flurry, burying their chances. DeBrincat a pair of goals. Multi-goal games and back-to-back. Some of the texts coming in from you guys. The Wings are winning enough to keep the Steve bots happy, but haven't been consistent enough for the masses to hop on board yet.
That's, I think that's fair. Pretty accurate, yeah.
You know, they're in first place in the Atlantic Division with a minus goal differential, and everybody's all bottlenecked in the East. So wait a day, wait a week, everything could be very different.
Well, and I think, okay, taking that text to the next step, I think the masses are, they got an eye open. Like, curious. they're looking and they're seeing, you know, like, I'm not going to be completely invested in regards to, well, I'm not sure if I want to go down to the LCA yet, or am I going to watch for, you know, an entire game, but okay, I'm keeping an eye on it.
Wings team is slightly above average, Dave, in Detroit. For the first time in Yzerman's tenure, there is noticeable improvement.
Well, I think that's accurate. Yeah, I think there is certainly improvement.
Cookies, how about you just enjoy that they're doing well and not try to be negative? I'm not negative about this hockey team. I'm going to go tonight with the jersey on and root like hell and hope they get another win them back to back.
The whole topic of, are they good or are they average? You could take that however you want, but the one thing that we did say is, if you're comparing them to last year or the year before, then you got to be happy because there is certainly improvement.
Yeah.
Average in the NHL is a playoff team.
Because 16 of the 32 make it.
Yeah. And don't dismiss this DeBrincat goal scoring. The fact he's at 20 goals, that's tied for fourth in the NHL.
I think he's tied with Connor McDavid.
He is, and Jason Robertson. Those are elite players. I mean, McDavid's the best in the world.
Yeah,
Robertson's very good. He's ahead of guys still like Crosby, who's still doing pretty good. Pittsburgh's been surprising this year a little bit. A
little note on DeBrincat. Again, everybody makes note of the size. He's a small hockey player. I think he plays bigger than his size. He's willing to get in the middle of the ice to get high quality chances. I've watched, and it doesn't get brought up enough, that he does back check. He does try to get back on defense, and he does make impacts. With the body, it's a smaller frame, but I think people sleep on that part of his game.
The fact that DeBrincat's fourth in the NHL, he's tied, and then Larkin's tied for 16th. The Wings haven't had two goal scorers in the top 20 this late into the season, probably since the glory days.
No, I think one of the issues for this team in general this season has been defense and goaltending and the combination of the two. And right now, the goalie's playing well, and I don't think it's a surprise that the defense, by the way, take a look at the block shots. 20 last night. I think they're averaging 22 in Gibson's last six starts. They're playing better defensively. As a result, the goalie doesn't have to make as many big saves. He's building a little bit of confidence. I think those two things go hand in hand and explain why this team is winning more hockey games the last week or so.
I'll put it this way. I'll take it so far, considering this time last year, we were knocking on the door of firing Lalonde. That was the day after Christmas.
I'll give you this stat I saw last night. McClellan has now been the coach for 82 games. You know what their pacing is points-wise for a full season?
I'd take a guess at 95.
97.
Everything has been good under him.
Except last March.
Thank you.
We got this text. Valeni and Rico talked about the Wings not trading for Hughes and the hang-up being Edvinson. Can we get some of your thoughts? I wanted Hughes, but I agree I wouldn't have traded Edvinson. That's Carlton. Says, good morning, fellas. So, Quinn Hughes, elite defenseman, Norris Trophy winner, 26 years old, puck mover, puck possession. They showed a graphic last night. He's number one in the NHL.
Yeah.
He was available. He was dealt. And his quotes after being traded have raised some eyebrows. Was he taking a shot at Steve Yzerman? I'm going to read you the quote, John. People, of course, ask, like, is this somewhere he'd sign an extension? He said, I mean, I'm extremely open-minded. They have an amazing core, talking about the Wild. I've only been here 4 hours, but getting to know some of the guys and how energetic and how positive they are, and Minnesota being so close to Michigan, the state of hockey and the passion here. Just seeing how the fans reacted to me in warmups. And then obviously I have a lot of time for, he's talking Billy Guerin, for sacking up and making the deal and showing how much he valued me. There were other teams that could have thrown certain packages too, but at the end of the day, they didn't want to do that.
I love it when young athletes speak their mind.
Sacking up.
That's great.
I mean, look, if being close to Michigan is important to him, he could have been in Michigan if a general manager sacked up and gave up what it would take to get the deal done.
Right. Well, being where he was in Vancouver, I mean, he's a hell of a lot closer to Michigan. That's the, you know.
So how do you read that?
I can connect the dots like everyone else. And I do think that I don't necessarily know that it's a just shot at Steve Yzerman. I think it is. It's not this. I don't see it as a shot at other general managers other than he appreciated a guy that went out and recognized his value, was willing to give something up for him of value and bring him to his team.
I initially heard it and read it as New Jersey. That's where his brothers are. That's where everybody has speculated he would end up. New Jersey would have had to have a whole bunch of cap machinations to free up the space to get him, and it appears they were unwilling to do it right now. I initially took it as a shot at the Devils. But if the shoe fits, I mean, it also kind of applies to Yzerman.
I think it applies to probably maybe two or three general managers.
And I think in reading a lot of the insiders, they're contention was it would have taken Edvinson to get the deal done. They wanted a left side defenseman. They ended up getting Zev Bouyum from the Wild, who people are very high on. Edvinson would be a more proven commodity on the left side, probably trumps the package and gets the deal done. The risk is Quinn Hughes only has a year and a half left on his deal. You'd feel much better about making the deal in the summer where you could have an extension in place, right, and that would be why you'd make the deal. But if Quinn Hughes is legitimately open-minded to staying in Minnesota, he would be open-minded to playing for the Detroit Red Wings, and he's a better player than Simon Edvinson. And at some point, you have to take risks. If Quinn Hughes comes to Detroit and you can't get a deal done, you could always flip him the way that Carolina did last year with Mikko Rantanen. They traded for him from Colorado, wanted to get an extension done, couldn't, flipped him to Dallas and picked up two firsts and a young player who contributed in the playoffs last year. So you could take the risk. And nobody wants to lose Edvinson and Quinn Hughes, but at some point you have to take a risk. And the payoff could have been 8 years of Quinn Hughes playing with Mo Sider, two elite defensemen in the prime of their career. Sider, who's playing some of his best hockey with an offensive counterpart paired up on the blue line. Was this a direct shot at Yzerman? I'm not willing to say that. But does the shoe fit? Sure does.
Yeah, he also likes Minnesota because it's close to Michigan.
Checks notes, Michigan.
Quinn Hughes, you could have been in Michigan. Oh, but Elliot Friedman says Simon Edvinson held up the deal. Okay, fine. Then just keep on keeping on. David Early returns on Ticket Text before we go to the Hockey Elite, who have been so wonderful to grace us with their presence to start the show today.
Sure, great text here says, breaking news, War Manuel just exposed himself at a local restaurant. Save your hockey topic. No, seriously. Here we go. Quinn wanted to come here, but they wanted too much without an extension guarantee. Wild will regret this trade. Bill,
why?
Is a terrible GM.
Why will they regret it? They get him this year, next year. They're the only team that can offer him an eighth year. And if it all goes wrong, you move him. Why will they regret it? I love how we're always thumbing our nose at teams that are going to rue the decisions they make, and we just sit here not making the playoffs.
Quinn Hughes is one of us, begging Steve to sack up for years. I guess we're good. Yzerman really needs to draft an edge rusher that is Scott in Carlton. I like Edvinson as a youthful, imposing defenseman, but I'd offer him on a platter to upgrade to Hughes. At this point, the only trade Yzerman hit on was the DeBrincat deal.
And I can recognize the value that he is the biggest physical force that you have, but you can replace that. You can figure it out. What you don't have is a left-handed defenseman to pair with Sider to create the best pairing in the league, where both guys, when it is high leverage situations, when you're in a playoff series, those guys can play 23, 24 minutes, not 27 minutes like Hughes did the other night, but they are going to be out there down the stretch, close out, any power play, you've got your quarterback. He's a game changer. I mean, you cannot continue to... This is... You know what it is? I think what bothers me is the Tigers are the Wings and the Wings are the Tigers. This rosterbation over prospects and younger players. When do we just get the guy? Not the hopes and maybes and might-bes. Get the guy. Oh, by the way, Ha-Seong Kim is a Brave. So you're not getting him either.
You didn't need a shortstop.
He plays multiple positions, I know. And I hate you. All right, let's go to the people. We'll go to Tom, 97.1. Tommy, how you doing, buddy?
Boys, I'm doing great. I'm super excited to talk about this. I'm a huge hockey nerd. I'm super excited to talk about this. I'm not even a Wings
you know
fan.
What? I'm going
to
put you on hold, yeah. Tommy. Kenny, if you could tell Tom, he sounds like he's in the middle of a maple forest. We'll get to him in a second. We'll go to Matt, 97.1. Matty, how you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing good. You?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, this was our chance to have the guy. Like, at this point, I feel like it's got to be the last straw with Yzerman. I mean, it's Quinn Hughes. I don't think much else has to be said. I don't think a lot of fans in Anaheim or these other cities know who Simon Evanson is. Am I allowed to curse on this show or no?
It depends on the word. So why don't we just, you know, if it's something light like damn or ass, yes. But if you're going to go to the words that rhyme with duck and things, no.
All right. Well, I'll just basically let's just get rid of Yzerman at this point. I can't take it. This is
this is the last straw for you, huh?
Man, Mario from Windsor's got his head up Luigi's.
He's not the only one.
Nemesis. No, he believes in don't get rid of him no matter what.
Look, and I understand it's supposed to hurt, right? You're going to get rid of a 22, 23-year-old kid, 6'5", 220, right? I understand that. But Hughes is already something that Evanson likely will never be. The single...
Yeah, you know what's pretty close to Michigan? Detroit.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I
know. Look, this is where the frustration builds. And Matt, like, I do believe that was directed Yzerman's way. It's what it seems like, sounds like, feels like. But the idea you're going to make a trade to get a franchise cornerstone player and you're not going to have to give up something that's going to hurt, guys, that's never going to be the case, ever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you want to hold on to Evanson, that's fine. You don't have Quinn Hughes. These are not mutually exclusive of each other. So if your desire to keep Evanson outweighs your desire for Quinn Hughes, you can say that.
See, I like how you put that because I think a lot of people get seduced by the fact I want to make the trade and I want a great player. I want something that will improve the team, but I don't want it to hurt.
Right.
Well, you're not going to make a trade because it doesn't work that way. You have to give something of quality in order to get something of quality. You have to trade something that somebody else says, okay, you know what? I see the value in this. This won't sting as much. We can swap.
And Vancouver knows they have no hope of re-signing the guy. They've cratered as a franchise. So what are they going to want? Well, they're the one holding the superstar. This is like a fantasy football trade. You want to give up three backup running backs and get LaDainian Tomlinson as his prime. It's not going to happen. Right. The guy with LaDainian Tomlinson needs to win, too. Mm-hmm. They got to hold up to their fan base. Hey, Evanson's about to be an RFA, but he's a big body, talented kid. Right. We think in time he can become a high-level defenseman.
Right.
Plus, whatever. Right. Danielson picks, etc.
Right. So using your analogy, you may have to trade Randy Moss to get LaDainian Tomlinson.
That's the whole point. But again, Evanson isn't as good as Hughes. Hughes is a left-handed, puck-moving superstar. Arguably the best or one of the best young defensemen in hockey. Whatever Evanson may end up being.
It sounded as if he really wanted to be here.
Why would you say I like Minnesota because it's close to Michigan? Why would you say that?
That was a shot.
That's his parents' vacation here. They love it here.
That was a shot. I mean, that tells me, and you know, this GM sacked up. And he
yeah, that combined with the sacked up comment, that's... Yeah. It's everything. It's everything we're talking about.
Right and now. Then Friedman saying, well, the Wings just didn't want to give up this one guy. It's like, why? Let's go to Tom, see if his cell service is any better. Tommy?
Hey, fellas, can you hear me now?
Clear as a whistle. What's going on?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. So I'm so pumped to talk about this. I'm a huge hockey nerd, not even a Wings fan. But the fact that they valued Evanson, and I heard that this was the truth a long time ago. I know some people that know some people.
Whoa.
Not to get the bell ring there.
Okay? You want, I'll give you a siren for that. So, go right ahead.
Give me a siren. But Sider and Evanson are the same player. They're the same player. Quinn Hughes is the only other guy out there that slightly resembles Cale Makar. Generational talents on the back end that you could even throw on forward. Not that you would do that, but they're forwards playing defense. And you want to hang on to Simon Evanson instead of pulling the trigger to get this generational talent on your back end that immediately would skyrocket you into the top five in the East conversation.
There's no argument.
How can this guy even have a job anymore? Stevie Yzerman I can't even wrap my head around this, guys.
Well,
it was all but a done deal. It was all but a done deal. He wanted to be in Detroit. He's from Detroit. He grew up a Detroit fan. And nah, we're good. We got Simon Evanson. Are you kidding me?
Tom, but guess what? You're going to hate this, but there's a lineup of people. There's a lineup of people behind you that are going to defend this. I'm looking at them right now. I don't understand it, but that's fine.
Because they don't know anything else in the league except for what's in front of them on their team. They know nothing else. They call themselves hockey fans. No, they're Detroit Red Wings fans. They don't know the ins and outs of the league.
Uh-oh. Okay, that's from Tom. Tommy, Kenny, he's getting after it with Hockey Elite here now.
I understand what he's saying.
I think Kenny relates.
I don't 100%. Have a hard... Tom, I agree with you. I have a hard time disagreeing with a lot of things you're saying right now.
Well, then, we'll see if Kenny's going to act like a man, because Hockey Elite is going to be... This is going to be the running of the bulls. This is going to be an ugly scene here shortly. We'll get with more of the people. There are people saying they're glad Hughes is not here. There are people saying... I don't care about the audio. I don't care about what Elliot Friedman said. He was never coming here. I feel like at that stage, people are making things up.
He told you without telling you this is where he wanted to be.
And Elliot Friedman was telling you the Wings had the prime spot. What are you going to say? That the Schefter of hockey had his info wrong? I'm not going to be the one to say that. David shaking his head. What's the problem?
I just agree with the caller, that's all.
Okay, then. We'll get more of the callers next, 97.1. Detroit. All right. Thank you, Elliot Friedman and all Canadians, for butchering the name of our fair city. It's Detroit, not Detroit.
Detroit?
To the new Thanksgiving. Detroit. Say it right.
Well, Steve is in Detroit, and he's up next. 97.1. Steve, how you doing, buddy? Steve? And Steve. Oh, man. Steve, I was trying, man. You're killing me. Let's go to Donovan, 97.1. Donovan, how you doing, pal?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for the call. What's going on?
Awesome. So first, I'd like to say I have no reason to be a Steve bot. I was like 5 years old when he retired, so Nick Lidstrom and especially Datsuk were my hockey lord and saviors. But, you know, when I'm hearing these guys from Toronto fans from Canada or Rangers fans or casual fans talking about we need to fire him, I mean, I got to take time out the workday to, you know, defend his name a bit, because I think he's done a fine job. I think that, I mean, Vancouver had no leverage at all. You have a guy who said he's not going to re-sign. Now, I know he's a superstar player and we wish we got him, but I blame, you know, Ken Holland for that. He had the chance to take him right there. So to give up what Steve Yzerman's been building the last few years, what he's actually good at, you know, you can't replace Simon Evanson. He's a 6'6", big defenseman. ASP is already a Quinn Hughes light. So you're going to have two guys that are small. And you know Steve Yzerman wants to build a big blue line. So I just don't think there's many guys that could have done better than Steve. There's not many things you could have done differently. I mean, he's doing the best he can. And I think he's building a long-term contender. I mean,
all right, well, hold on. Let's slow down for a second. We could talk through this reasonably. First of all,
sure.
I don't want to hear any more about he's building a long-term winner, because right now we're long-term losers. It's year 7. Two, here's the problem.
They look a lot better.
Okay, hold on. So they look a lot better. Show me in late February where they always have this swoon. Show me a deadline where Steve's awake. Because when you said, I don't think he could have done anything different, this is where I take umbrage. Donovan, his pro scouting has been a colossal failure. All of his trades and free agent acquisitions almost exclusively have been a train wreck. The Andrew Copps, the Compfers, the rest. Please, Donovan, you got to at least give me that. If you want to support the draft, you got to meet me in the middle on the pro scouting. It's been bad.
Okay, I agree there. But again, when he signed Copp and Compfer, those long-term deals, those were just long enough to where Casper and Danielson were going to be ready to play. I mean, you have Danielson in his very first year. These guys are rookies. You have ASP playing a big role in his very first years. These are future, you know, big pieces for the Red Wings, and they're already playing great. So I'm hoping that this February is going to be different because we have these new pieces and we don't have Eric Gustafson, Petrie, and Hall on the blue line.
Right, but again, those are all guys that he brought. See, this is my issue. Well, at a certain point, Donovan, the people you bring in have to be more than table setters for hopes, dreams, and maybes 5 years away for some kid. No?
I mean, the team is getting progressively better. I mean, I think that Minnesota made a big mistake. I think that Billy G is going to be fired along with Quinn Hughes.
But that's not my problem. That's not my problem. We're not a Minnesota Wild radio station.
Gave up a good package.
Right, right. But my whole point is this. You said your favorite player was Datsyuk. You said your favorite player was Datsyuk, right? Guess what? Quinn Hughes would be the best player since Datsyuk to play here. All right? You go get the guy, Donovan. I'm tired of the apologist crap. You know what, Donovan? Take time out of your workday to go 7 years and not do anything. And see if you still have a job. The amount of ball washing that goes on in this town is remarkable. Like, you could say you like Yzerman's drafts. Fine. You can't apologize for the pro scouting, the lack of free agent recruitment, the lack of trades. Oh, but we're getting progressively better. What part of the job description is progressively better? Teams who got horrible, literally hit an iceberg, sank to the bottom of the ocean with DiCaprio's jewel, have risen back up, made the playoffs, and won playoff series. Montreal was in the cup final. They hit an iceberg. They made the playoffs last year. And no offense. Oh, Marco Casper. I'm sorry. I'm sorry there's not a line around the block for Marco Casper. You got to be careful throwing the great word around. Great? Who's saying Marco Casper's great, Kenny?
As of right now, nobody. He has the potential to be, but also that's great versus guaranteed elite right now in Hughes.
I don't understand the over-apologizing. You can say, listen, I don't want to give up Evanston. I think he's gonna be Chris Pronger 2.0. Okay, God bless. Fine. That if that's what you want to do, fine. Fine. He's gonna be Zdeno Chara. He's gonna be the big boss at the end of a video game. Fine. Please do not call up and do this deal where we can't be growing impatient in year seven. And you had an opportunity to get the best player who name a player in the last decade better than Quinn Hughes, who, by the way, is 26 years old. Like, what are we doing?
Infinitesimal increments. That's what you're looking at. And that's what some people are like, well, we're slowly getting there.
Kenny, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I think we just all have a fundamental disagreement on how long a rebuild should take. I think that's what we're getting ourselves into. And when you hear a name like Edvinson, a guy that we've been touting, that Steve and management has been saying, this is the next guy, this is the next guy, I think that's why fans hold him so tightly to themselves is, well, that's supposed to be the guy. We can't get rid of that guy.
Yeah, Kenny, because here's the thing. When you have a team that's good, bottoms out, gets back good again, your rebuild's taking too long.
But here's the other issue. This is the other thing I think we have to come to grips with on something. Yzerman is only willing to make the fantasy football trade that gets rejected in your league, where he wins everything. He's only going to make a wholly unfair trade. I think that's pretty clear 7 years in. He is never going to do a deal where you go, you know what, nice deal for both sides. It's clear. Why do you think the reporting is he's impossible to deal with? He's impossible.
He's going to have to fleece somebody.
Same thing as Scott Harris. Scott is Steve and Steve is Scott. Finkel is Einhorn. They're the same person. They are impossible to trade with. They're impossible to deal with. Go look at the reporting.
You know what? But I do think that Steve, like Scott, afraid of the ghost. What if I give away this player and this player actually is good and I had him for all of these years?
You know, or what if you pay to give away Jake Wallman? What if you pay to give away Jake Wallman? What do you mean? Fleeced. You got fleeced.
Uh-oh. No. Everything he's done has been great. Signed Donovan in the break room.
I yield to the senator from Kentucky.
No. We'll go to the people. That's all. And again, Donovan, if you're out there, I'm sorry. I don't mean to single you out. I do. I'm not mad at you. It's okay to just say, you know what? Hey,
he said he's not a Steve bot.
Yeah, but he is. It's like when Kenny says he's not racist, then the next thing is, you know,
all right,
it's
all
a Chappelle
right,
skit.
All right, somebody read something. Jeez.
Fish or chicken.
Wow.
I'm going to go ahead and read this ticket text here. The price.
You can't be fake.
The price.
That's
was
an all-time skit, by the way.
How's that chicken prepared?
The price was too high for Hughes, and we still don't have a goalie. Our playoff run will be short with a weaker D.
David, no one's paying attention.
I see.
but you know, this is, yeah.
No, I just want to get to a point where we can say, hey, we need something collectively. How much longer? I would say I admire the patience of some of these people, but it borders on insanity.
No, it's, I think for a lot of people, Mike, and this goes across the board for all the sports, you look at how bad it was and you feel like you're closer to being good. So you appreciate this rather than being great. Because if you try too hard, it may blow up in your face. And you don't want to go back
okay.
to being poor again.
But what is the separator then? Because with Scott Harris, we're about to waste the last year of Scooble. Mm-hmm. Do you realize today the Tigers have the 8th best odds to win the World Series? Not in the league, in the American League. They're not a World Series team. So if we waste a back-to-back Cy Young Award, hell, he might win a third. Like, to go into that season and to not make efforts to get substantially better? That feels like a violation of the public trust.
It does, but right now I'm really feeling like Harris is to the point, I'm going to cross this bridge when we get to it, but I'm praying to God the bridge blows up and we get a year off for a rebuild.
He wants a work stoppage.
He wants a work stoppage so badly because this all makes, think about it, this all makes sense if there's a baseball work stoppage. Then you understand. This is why he didn't want to make a deal. This is why he didn't want to make a trade. This is why, because he wants the work stoppage, and then he's hoping contracts come back down to earth, and now we can negotiate with Scooble. Now we can bring him back at a reduced cost. Or you lose him.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the latter. 248-539-9797. Nothing is beating your Chappelle Show reference today. That's 10 out of 10.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
No slip and fall today in a much better mood. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass.
Are you sore?
Surprisingly, no.
Youth.
Limber.
Wasted on the young. Oh, man.
I am excited for what we have on today's show today. Uh-huh. I am thrilled. Of course, we have the power surge. We'll get to John's top teams in the NFL. And there's probably a top 4 or 5 that are pretty clear, but I'm curious to see how you round it out.
There is a tight battle amongst a number of teams. Who's going to be in that 6th spot?
We have Jared Goff upset at fans. We have Quinn Hughes maybe taking a shot at Steve Yzerman. We have a topic inspired by Heather in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We have a lot to discuss today.
Did she finally wash her feet?
That and more, plus a chance to win Lions tickets on our final Name That Lion of the
All
season.
All the new listeners across the state are trying to figure out, what the hell was that comment? We'll just let you, we'll let it ruminate for a little bit. Yeah.
Kind of like feet that don't get washed. Mm-hmm. Okay. Start with the Red Wings from last night. Uh-huh. Okay. That is a game where previous iterations of this team, they lose.
Yeah.
They give up an early goal, and in previous seasons, it probably would have been 2 or 3. Instead, despite the fact that Detroit trailed for 2 periods, I felt like they were outplaying the Islanders. And in the 3rd period, had a come from behind victory. You get Pelika making a move that very few Red Wing defensemen can make, pulling off a hell of a goal to even the game up. And then DeBrincat, he continues to stay on fire, scores a pair of goals, a power play missile to help the Red Wings win the game. John?
Gotta win those.
Is this team a good team or an average team? They're currently 1st in the division, but a division that changes by the day.
Right. I think they're in the middle of a whole bunch of average teams. And I think there are a lot of people that'll sit there and go, this is a good team, but you're comparing it to the Red Wings of last year or the year before, or, and I don't think anybody's going to go much further than that, where they weren't an average team. They weren't, they just weren't. Yeah. And so now you're looking at it going, okay, they're average. They have the ability, and some of it's just going to be, can they be consistent? I think good teams are consistent. And so I just need to see more consistency like we've seen in the last 10 games.
Yeah, you come off a road trip. This is your 1st game back and you start in a hole. I mean, you find out a little bit about your makeup in a spot like that. As a team, top 10 on the power play. Penalty kills better than it was last year. Hard not to be. It was dreadful right. A year ago.
Again, comparing to last year.
I know. And the goaltending, I think, is something that, look, Gibson's perked up in the month of December. How much of that is hot and cold over the course of the season? I need to see that consistently. How much of it is the play in front of him is legitimately improving? Mm-hmm. And how much of it is it's still a young hockey team and who knows what January or
March
M-A-R-C-H could bring?
So your answer?
Average.
Okay. Yeah, and I think you used a couple of my words there, and I appreciate that. The fact that they were comparing them to last year, and some of those stats were like, okay, the power play is better. The, you know, all of these things are better than last year, but that's not the bar that you should be trying to get over. Certainly it is as a franchise, because you've got to get over that to get to the next steps as a franchise. But I think it does come down to consistency. And surprisingly, they've done pretty good, not just this last West Coast trip, but the time before.
You're right.
Like the whole West Coast thing, where you would think a young team, if they were going to struggle, if they were going to have a hard time in a road trip, it would be on the West Coast. They haven't done that. So can they be a good team? I think so. But it just needs to be consistent throughout the course of, hey, when the calendar flips over. We've seen it for a number of years. For some reason, that has been a giant obstacle. There's going to be a gap in it in regards to last year. It was, was it 2 weeks? This year it's going to be kind of the same thing because of the Olympics.
Yeah, there's really no games in February. There's maybe a couple, if I remember correctly. Just to give people an idea how condensed this is and how this could change, like tomorrow or the day after. The Wings have 41 points. You know how many teams are within 4 points on either side of Detroit in the Eastern Conference alone? 10.
Right.
Game here, game there, everything changes.
Well, and
it's far too, you can't make any definitive statement right now.
That's why when we wake up, right, and we're all sitting there going, okay, well, let's check out the standings. And in hockey, obviously, I don't really care about the standings in the Eastern Conference or the divisions. I want to know what the wild card looks like. And you go and you're like, okay, well, hey, they're first. And you could wake up tomorrow, and if things flip a little bit, they could be in the first wild card position.
Yeah, just for people understanding, the Wings are in first in the Atlantic Division. Second is Boston, a team that nobody expected to be near the playoffs this season. Mm-hmm. Tampa is in third in the division. That is a team people think could win this division. Florida's the reigning cup champs. They're clearly all banged up, and they're out of the playoffs right now.
But they're only five back.
Right. That's the whole point. You win two or three games and you're right there. So it's tough to make a definitive statement about this hockey team. I think there are things to be encouraged with. You know, like I said, Axel Sandin Pelikka scores a goal. You got some young players that have another gear. I think he's still scratching the surface. At the same time, this team has a negative goal differential. So let's be very cautious about car flags. This is a little self-reflection for me, a little personal growth. No. There's still so much more hockey to be played.
They're not flying yet?
Not yet.
Why? They're a first-place team.
I know, John.
Can't you just, ride the roller coaster. Hey, you put them up while they're in first, and then tomorrow when they're not in first, you take them down.
And then you call then me they're a fair back. Weather.
Yeah.
And
No. It's just, hey, maybe that's how, instead of me having to come in here and click on the standings, I just know that when Jim rolls in. Golf cart and all. And all of a sudden, hey, he's got the car flags on. Hey, we're in first place. You know, if they're not there, oh, man, tough night for the Wings.
Tom, are we right to say just average right now? Or do you think this is a good team?
I'm wondering if something's happening in the last seven games. What do they got, 11 out of their last 14 points?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it happening before our eyes? Is the shift happening? Is there a Piston shift like last year happening where the young team is starting to come together? Because I think that the difference here in this stretch is goaltending.
Yes.
And if they get the goaltending with the way they were playing, are they above average?
So Gibson has won his last six starts.
Yeah.
And he's got a pair of shutouts in that stretch. I don't have his updated save percentage, but it was like .940 coming into last night, and he only gave up the two goals, so I'm assuming it's still very good.
It was literally this time of year last year when the Pistons turned the corner. Are the Red Wings turning the corner? Alex DeBrincat is at 20 goals.
Can we just put him on the USA team already? Like, he's making a real case to play on Team USA.
Yeah, he's pacing for 40 goals this year, 40 plus.
And he's done it a couple times in his career.
Right, and that was the good that you were buying on him. And with a little bit more talent around him, is it starting to happen? And you get 40-goal scores on your team, you get Larkin into the 30s, that's what puts you in the playoffs. With decent goaltending and improving defense, you talked about their power play. I mean, I'm wondering if something's happening here. I don't think you're buying it yet.
Not yet. No, I'm not.
I think we're all a little bit cautious because of what we have witnessed over the last couple of years, especially with a young team. If you get to, let's just say you get to February and it's still this up-down battle in regards to, they're in first, they're in a wild card. Oh, they're out. They're back in first. And you take a couple of weeks off for the Olympics. How do they come back for a young team? How do they respond to that layoff? How do they get back in rhythm?
Do they get a boost from young players getting better, or does a long season grind on some of the young players? Do other teams get a boost in the form of a trade deadline? These are all things like...
Or it could be as simple as, all right, yeah, it is a long season, but for some of these guys that won't be playing in the Olympics...
Fresh.
For young, yeah, okay. All of a sudden, hey, you get a 2 week breather. Yeah.
That's why I don't want to bring it on it. See, no, we talked about this off the air a little bit.
Yeah.
What's more important?
Well, I care more about the Red Wings getting into playoffs.
I want a gold medal.
I know you do.
Yeah, I'd like that too. But if a young team who might be hitting the wall a little bit, because they're going to be playing a ton of games up until then, they don't play a home game in February.
Yes.
That's how crazy this break is. You know, the tweener guys, I'd prefer them not to make these teams across the world.
Yeah. The other thing, too, just because if you think I'm like holding back or I'm not being fair to what they're doing, I don't know that there's a team in hockey, certainly in Eastern Conference, that I'd be pounding the table saying definitively is a good team right now. Right? I mean, isn't
Carolina
that the whole point?
Starting to...
Yeah, that's fair. Carolina, and they just got Slavin back on the blue line.
And I know the Capitals have been moving up the standings, too.
Wings are going to play the Caps two times in the next week here.
Yeah.
End of the month, they're going to play the Stars. They're going to play the Maple Leafs, who have been a disappointment so far this season. A lot is going to get shaken out this season.
I say this. I know they did it early, and then they had a little bit of a lull there, but winning games that they would lose last year, I think last night was the vintage of that. And this is a team that they were playing last night, the Islanders, who completely had trucked them the first two games, outscoring them 12-2 in two games. Mm-hmm. So to hold the game tight, 1-0, get to the third, goaltending keeps you in it, and then you dig and get that win when maybe you were tired coming off a trip.
Yeah, and I didn't see puck possession numbers or high danger chances. I just felt like watching the game, Detroit was should win that game. I felt like more chances, more puck time. There was one shift. It was the first period where they're cycling in a line change on 5-on-5 in the O zone. Like you're putting that much pressure and peppering consistently that you can get guys off and back on. I think Larkin was maybe the lone guy who didn't get the change. He spent 2 minutes in the offensive zone. They were losing though. But through three periods, you stay in the fight. And if you're out playing that team, you want to see them get rewarded. And that's what happened. They won the game.
Exactly. When you do that, maybe you're losing because the nature of the sport, hockey and puck luck and all that.
Yep.
But if you continue to do it, it pays dividends.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.